I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. On Saturday night, I did what every newcomer to the Flathead Valley does to prove that they're a local. I tossed a bike in my trunk and set out for Glacier National Park to bike going to the Sun Road by the light of the full moon.
It's now about 9:30, and I'm watching shadow creep up the side of the Continental Divide on the side of going to the Sun Road. I'm about to hop on my bike and join the stream of bikers who are making the climb up the iconic road through Glacier National Park.
I'm in the parking lot at the Loop, a hairpin turn that marks the start of the road's more exposed alpine section as hordes of cyclists wheeze past. Many bikers think the full moon tradition spans back to the inaugural opening of going to the Sun Road in 1933. This is not a park-sponsored event. People from across the state and beyond just show up to ride the 3,000-foot ascent along the west slope of the Continental Divide to Logan Pass.
What's so special about tonight?
Full moon in Cancer.
Jennifer Roach and her buddy, Brandon Trust, both from Kalispell, are using this month's ride as an excuse to get together.
There's so much to see up there. So ultimately, what I like to do is go up in the sunset and come down in the moonlight, maybe hang out for a couple hours upstairs there at Logan's Pass with maybe like 200 people that are gonna be up there tonight. So it should be a lot of fun.
Dave Nicholson pulls up with a posse of friends, some of whom he met on previous rides and some he encouraged to come on Facebook.
It's another level of just peaceful up here, you know, that you really don't get to experience any other way.
Nicholson, who's been paralyzed from the waist down for the past 15 years, has already ridden his three-wheeled hand cycle up the road 10 times this season. Tonight is his 50th time up.
Halfway to 100 tonight, so that's pretty cool. Been a lot of time out here. It's just, you know, it's just a wonderful ride. I mean, when it's close to cars, it's the greatest bike trail in the world. So, and this is pretty close to that, so.
Nicholson settles into his bike seat, clicks on his safety lights, dons his helmet, and
away we go.
We take off from the Loop around 10:30 p.m. 8 miles of sustained incline lie ahead of our little pack.
Ooh, it's pretty steep on that side.
In peak season, going to the Sun Road is closed to cyclists during the day. The road is usually bumper to bumper with car traffic. But at night, traffic slows and there's space to breathe. And the cars that do pass sometimes offer encouragement.
It's 10:48 and the last little bit of sun is now creeping behind the mountains to the west of us. We're almost halfway up. You can see little clusters of red blinking lights in front of me. And the stars are starting to come out.
We bike through patches of cold air next to waterfalls and even see some wildlife.
Oh, there was a bat.
Yeah, I saw him.
As we round a hairpin turn halfway up, Dave Nicholson calls from his hand cycle.
First view of the moon, we should be poking out just around Logan Pass up there, right around the end of the garden wall.
Yeah, I can kind of see the glow of it right now.
Yep.
And a few minutes later,
first view.
We pass the Weeping Wall.
Did you get splashed?
And round Big Bend to catch a glimpse of Moon-Kissed Mountains.
The moon's casting shadows on Mount Oberlin. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
A little before midnight, with less than a mile to go, Dave Nicholson says he's starting to hit the proverbial wall.
We're about 500 yards from the pass now.
How you feeling?
I feel good. Sore, but good enough that I'll make it. Yeah, now I hear you start to feel the adrenaline, because you can see the finish. All right, here we are, the crest of the hill, about 30 feet. This is Logan Pass.
We made it.
Full moon ride. Success.
Yes.
Nice job. So was it worth it?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, all that pain just kind of goes away once you get up here. Once you hit the top.
Total elation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's invigorating.
Absolutely.
Dozens of cyclists with blinking red tail lights mill around the parking lot at Logan Pass. Someone's blasting reggae as groups line up to take pictures in front of the brown sign that reads Continental Divide, elevation 6,646 feet. The moon is a perfect glowing orb hanging above Mount Reynolds' triangular silhouette. As we get ready to head down, Nicholson tells us to turn off our headlamps. The moon is so bright, we won't need them. And in no time, we're flying past familiar landmarks. Big Bend, the weeping wall, and suddenly, we're back at the loop.
Good job! Oh my goodness.
The ride up took about 2 hours. The ride down, 28 minutes.
It's now 1:40. I am back at my car at the loop, but people are still showing up to begin their bike ride. The moon is still high up over the mountains. The sky is really clear. It's a really beautiful night.
In Glacier National Park, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.